Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 18, Monday, 2020, day 139. Today's topic, experiencing the 7 I Am gives you victory. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 70, verses 1 to 5, 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 to chapter 23, verse 29, John chapter 10, verses 1 to 21, Proverbs 15, verses 18 to 19. Today's main passage, John chapter 10, verses 7 to 15. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is experiencing the 7 I Am gives you victory. The Gospel of John recorded the 7 I Am that Jesus claimed who He is when people trying to find Him and asked Him who He is. Number one, I am the bread of life, chapter 6, verse 35 and 41. Number two, I am the light of the world, chapter 8, verse 12, chapter 9, verse 5. Number three, I am the gate for the sheep, chapter 10, verse 7, and verse 9. Number four, I am the good shepherd, chapter 10, verse 11, and verse 14. Number five, I am the resurrection and the life, chapter 11, verse 25. Number six, I am the way and the truth and the life, chapter 14, verse 6. Number 7, I am the true vine, chapter 15, verse 1 and verse 5. Jesus says in today's John 10, verse 10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." COVID-19 is only one of Satan's many thieves. This thief wants to steal away the good relationship of you and Jesus and of you and other people. This thief wants to make you sick and to kill you. This thief's ultimate goal is to destroy your eternal life. Experiencing the seven I am gives you victory because our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of lords and King of kings. Only Jesus can give you victory because you cannot win over Satan. Only Jesus can lead you to enjoy an abundant life each day. Only Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to experience your seven I am so that we can enjoy an abundant life of victory each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you be able to experience Jesus' seven I am so that you can enjoy an abundant life of victory each day? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.